I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, you've been a bridesmaid in a lot of weddings, 27, in fact, and you have all the dresses to prove it. And you meet this you're still pretty positive about love and you love weddings. And you meet this guy who's very cynical. And then you find out that he's a writer and he writes your favorite wedding column about weddings. Then you find out that he took photos of you during a montage scene in order to put them in an article that he wrote about how many dresses you have that is actually cynical. Oh, also you slept together. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Patrick.
I am furious at this man.
It's okay, but he is James Marsters. Marsden.
Marsden. Right.
Which one is that?
Cyclops.
That's
Cyclops. Orange. It's Cyclops.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Cyclops.
Hop Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's got floppy hair.
Okay, a floppy-haired Marsden.
Yes. Chris Cross, right? From 30 Rock?
Yes.
His character's name?
Yeah, yes, okay. Yes. So he made love to you before this dress trying on montage?
No, the dress trying on montage happened first, and you're not really sure what you thought he was going to do with all the pictures that he took.
He was like, hey, we're just having a little fun.
You're just having a little fun, right?
Yeah, we'll just have a little 40.
Yeah. Okay. So you try on all 27 dresses for him, including accessories. So like some of them have hats and parasols.
What do you think this is? This is just you like showing off your amazing dress collection for him?
I mean, you have this push-pull dynamic. I don't know if at this point you know that he's the writer. I don't think you know he's the writer yet. You just know he's this cynical guy about weddings.
Right, and you're like, no, weddings are fun. Look at me, even someone who has worn 27 dresses. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you find out he's the writer, and then you even have a moment, and then you're like upset that when you find out he's the writer, first you're kind of mad because you're like, oh, this really cynical guy wrote these wedding articles. He doesn't even believe in marriage because he's divorced. Then you find out, then one night you're at a bar, you're stranded in the middle of nowhere at this bar listening to Benny and the Jets. And then at that point, you find out he...
Just on repeat? You go out to listen to Benny and the Jets?
The climax is Benny and the Jets.
Okay, all right.
You start singing and dancing and stuff.
But how do you think bars... I know the pandemic was weird, Patrick, but...
I once went out on College Ave in Appleton, Wisconsin with my friend Andy, who put on More Than a Feeling as many times as the jukebox would allow in every bar that we went to.
That's great. But the fact that that is like a story you're now telling should tell you that it's not a normal event.
That's always what happens, right?
One night in Appleton, which is a whole nother thing we got.
Yeah, I say.
It was a fun night.
For you.
Well,
there were people listening to More Than a Feeling being haunted by
me
it.
Me too. That wasn't my choice.
Oh, you were a party Andy, to
I
this.
I was a party to it and I was laughing at it.
But. I like to think that maybe at one of those bars, a cynical writer and a girl with her head in the clouds came together.
It's tough when you are find yourself romantically involved with a writer,
yes.
right? You sort of have to assume that your relationship is going to get mined in some way.
Did you guys read Bad Art Friend?
I did not, and okay. I sort of refuse.
Fine. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the same thematic thing, territory we're covering
right.
here, in that, like, what, as a writer, can you take things from your, what do you owe your subjects? I think as a journalist, you owe them a lot more
yeah.
than you do as a fiction writer.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Maybe
with
my
that.
Connection was tenuous, but.
The point remains, if you don't already know that this person is a writer, and they spring that on you and be like, by the way, I've been writing about you, or like, that's yeah. that's like a little bit of a betrayal, right?
I think the pictures are where it's a real betrayal.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because he took those pictures without saying, I'm writing an article, I want to take these pictures to go along with it.
Right, so as a journalist, you shouldn't be writing about a source or a subject without their knowledge in the first place.
Right.
You shouldn't be sleeping with your subject.
Absolutely not.
And once you do sleep with your subject, you at least have to go to them and give the, like, it all started as a game to me, 100%. But you're more than a bet.
Absolutely. That's not what he does.
He doesn't do that?
No.
He just publishes it?
Here's the thing. He had been begging his editor to give him a chance to write something other than these fluff pieces.
Oh.
And so the editor thought she was doing him a favor by publishing a piece.
Oh, wow.
And so, and then he's mad and the editor's like, what are you talking about? This is yeah. all you wanted. You got a feature.
Oh, okay.
So you submitted it to your editor. I mean, it's kind of out of your hands. Isn't that how the structure of the workplace is?
Yes. I don't think you should submit anything to your editor you don't want printed. Like, as a basic rule.
It's a huge roll of the dice.
I mean, I have a journalism degree, and I can say that with 100% certainty.
He's working at, sorry, did we establish he's working at like a magazine or a paper?
New York Times,
okay.
I believe.
Oh.
Or it's in the world of 27 Dresses, it's the equivalent of the New York
sure,
Times. It
okay.
might be the New York Daily something or something.
So, but like the paper of record
it's
somewhere.
It's the paper okay. of record. It's where you want to get your wedding announcement.
Sure, it's not like a listicle going up on like BuzzFeed or something.
Exactly, this is
which would still be a BuzzFeed. That was a bad pull on my part, but
but this is like pre. I mean,
yeah,
in the internet when they reboot this movie, which they have to, this Katherine Heigl movie called 27 Dresses. When they make this movie again, they're going to have to make it the internet.
Yes,
because mm-hmm. nobody reads. I don't think anybody reads the Times as much anymore.
But it's always like that's always where those ridiculous like editorials like come from, right?
Yeah,
are from
that's
like
true.
The
Times
the papers
yeah. published Bad Art Friend.
Well, there you go. Do we need to talk about Bad Art Friend?
No, I mean Kelly and I have already broken it down, and she's not here, and I
yeah.
don't think I didn't double check with you, but Colin, you didn't read it, did you?
I am unfamiliar with
okay,
Bad
then
Art Friend.
It's
I mean I'm
it won't
I'm familiar
anybody.
With the concept, but like just seeing takes about it on Twitter, I was like, this is what I'm going to opt out of. Like, I'm not even going to form an opinion about it. I see everyone and like I get, look, we all have like side text threads about
yes.
the creative people that are in our orbit that we want to talk shit about.
Sure.
And
sure.
like, that's fine. And I don't know. I just maybe that's my take about it. Is
well,
that it's
and
fine.
Patrick, I know you've been really busy on Twitter with angry about Mario Twitter, which is,
yeah,
I mean, that's a lot going on there, right?
I mean,
now.
There's a lot of people
it's
angry
fertile,
about
it's fertile ground.
It is. It's very fertile ground.
Oh, is this our first SDS since we all discovered
oh
the truth
God.
About Mario?
I think it is.
I'm sorry. That should have been my hot take. Just the word Mario.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I mean, it's a movie for children, and it'll be as good as Sonic the Hedgehog, which was bad.
Which
so,
was bad.
Like, who gives a shit? That's yeah. sort of my take on it. Now.
I think
that's
a fair take. It just makes you go, ooh, boo.
Yeah, ew, boo, ships. That's what we're talking about today. This is one I really liked the origin of in our text thread, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about, just mm-hmm. the three of us. And Ryan coming in with like a million ideas, like always, is like, one of them was like Bond ships or something like that. And Colin just went, ew, boo.
If... You don't have to try, because honestly, I don't want to hear it. But if someone could explain to me what the point of James Bond is in like any of his forms, I don't care. It's so boring. It's cringeworthy. It's just fucking dumb.
He's a murdering womanizer with a fussy drink order. What don't you get?
He also survives improbable things.
Mm-hmm. And he's mm-hmm. got fun gadgets.
But like, to me, and this is to my taste in movies and also probably my, ethics, I feel like Mission Impossible is a better iteration of the same idea. Mm. And then on another level, if you're looking for bombastic, Fast and the Furious franchise is a better iteration for me, my taste of these ideas.
I mean, I think for me, when Bond works, it's when they are going to interesting cities or like exotic locales. Like Dr. No is cool because of like where it takes place. And I like that. And I also like the sort of extreme camp of the like Roger Moore era. Like Moonraker is hilarious because it's so fucking Jaws, man. He is in a space station. He crashes down to Earth in a space capsule with a little blonde girl and they're fine. Like it's just big, dumb, stupid stuff. And I can dig that. I don't know. I'm going to see the new one.
Yeah. I mean, I will probably see it too. I think I've seen them all at some point.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with Collins. Who needs it?
Oh yeah. No, it's a great, it is a very good point.
I don't think you're not wrong, right. Collins. No, you're right. Just because I'm going to participate in this cultural phenomenon doesn't mean that I differentiate from you.
Well, I mean, I thank you guys for abstaining.
And we're still talking about James Bond right now.
I know. We got there.
Here's a question. James Bond, the character himself, unshippable?
Unshippable. Doesn't he have like a dead wife or something?
He always ends up having a dead wife, yeah.
Yeah, so everything he does, all of his murders and gallivanting and his trysts is all because he can't have his dead wife, right?
Yeah, but that
I ship them with that.
You just ship them with a dead wife?
Just be with your dead
wife. Yeah, and I think in this version of James Bond, I felt like Eva Green is really good in that part.
Yeah.
So I think I can believe that as his. I ship
specific
Daniel
ones.
Craig
yeah.
James Bond with her. Well, she's a babe.
Yeah, she is
a
babe.
And she's like really good at fighting and stuff.
As is Diana Rigg in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which is, she's awesome in that. And that's the George Lazenby one. Colin shaking his head. No, he doesn't
Jesus, yes.
I watched all of these movies right at the beginning of the pandemic. And they're still like lodged in my head.
Patrick, okay?
Yeah.
You thought you were going to get to say ooh, boo, and then we would never talk about it?
And then we would never talk about it? We're there, Colin.
That was the agreement.
No.
I said ooh, boo, and then you said, okay, we'll do ooh, boo ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick's like, yes, we will dissect how you took this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I pitched it. I knew Patrick cared about it. And you booed
it. Who booed it?
Boom. Don't want it no more.
All right, Colin, what is an ooh, boo ship to you?
Ooh, well, buckle up. I thought of just who are the three grossest ghosts I can imagine?
Stinky, Stretch, and Fatso? Is that their names?
Specifically, Stretch and Fatso.
Yeah, okay.
Both having secret affairs with Slimer behind each other's backs.
I was
going
to say, Slimer in OG Ghostbusters is really gross.
Yep.
Cartoon Slimer, not as gross.
No. This is the sort of holographic see-through
Pumpkin
Slimer.
Head or something. He has some other
name. Onion Head.
Onion Head.
Yeah. Onion Head, okay. Actually, I never knew that. They call him Onion Head?
He didn't have the name until after the movie.
Yeah.
So,
no way.
Movie, he's Onion Head.
Okay, cool. So Onion Head, Fatso, and Stretch.
I don't know if I'm getting where Fatso and Stretch are from.
Casper. They're his uncles.
Okay, yes, I know these gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. The really mean, pointy nosed one, and the one who really is just a Slimer bomb.
Oh, why are you leaving Stinky out of this?
You know what? Stinky's doing his own thing.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Or maybe Stinky just wasn't invited to, you know?
Oh, no.
Wow.
It's like, I'm picturing this as a total manipulation by Slimer.
Okay.
Just coming into the house, sneaking around, like texting one of them. Getting them to meet him somewhere, but then going into the house and like having sex with the other one. And now they're like at each other's throats because they know something's going on. Stretch finds slime in Fatso's bed. And then he's like, why is there slime here? And he's like, why is there slime on your ghost tail? He's I know how that works. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh and my God. All, this is horrible.
Yeah. Well, they're fucking gross.
Wait, here's.
Ew, boo.
Ew, boo. Here's a question. Are they brothers? Are Casper's, first of all, I called them his uncles. Are they, in fact, his uncles?
I believe so. I was, Uncle Fatso. Yeah.
Okay,
I remember
great.
That.
But but are all three of them uncle, though? Because, or is it, something he uses colloquially? Because, like Full House rules, right? They'd call them both uncle, but Joey's not actually an uncle.
Sure, they could have died like hundreds of years apart, but they all ended up haunting the same house.
Yeah.
And only one of them was a kid, so the rest had to be the uncle figures.
Yeah, and then none of them wanted to be called daddy.
No.
No, that's...
Oh, God.
Until now.
Oh, no. No, that's Slimer is daddy.
Yeah, Slimer.
Oh.
Slimer is daddy. What am I supposed to do about that?
No, I think you just got to roll with it.
Onion daddy.
Is there any danger that they end up getting busted by the Ghostbusters?
Well, they're busted for their infidelities, and then...
Okay.
Then sure, yeah, the Ghostbusters come up and kill them all. I don't care. I hate those three ghosts.
Would you think? Do you think Cass would be better without the ghosts?
Well, I guess
or
that
with
would,
just Stinky.
That would just leave them with Stinky. As I recall, they were all very mean to
they're
Casper.
Not nice.
Like, if I'm remembering correctly, Stretch was physically abusive. Fatso would like eat all his food, and Stinky would blast like Stinky breath in his face.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, they're basically the like wicked stepsisters and the wicked stepmother. Like that's the role they play. Well, because they basically enslave him, right? Like he cleans up after them, he makes their meals, even though when they eat food, it just falls through them.
To the bottom of
which
them,
is
yeah.
good. That's a good gag. That's a good gag.
Was gross looking.
When Slimer eats hot dogs,
they go through them.
They also go through them.
So you think?
Do you think there's like a food thing with them?
Yeah, I think there's probably
like feeders.
Food play.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, that's the thing. Slimer and Fatso are both eaters, and Stretch maybe fulfills
a feeder. Yeah,
I think
so. Oh my God, so Slimer is just getting it. Oh, he's best of both worlds.
Yeah, he gets it all.
You know what? Throw Stinky in the mix.
No, I don't know.
Slimer
I think let's leave Stinky out.
Stinky's over there. Slimer like sees him in the other room. Slimer's a bad boy.
Slimer is bad.
Do you think Slimer smells bad?
Probably.
I think after his assignations.
The ectoplasm,
all that food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. But it falls through him.
Right, but it's...
Yeah, does the ectoplasm stink?
I think slime stinks.
What? Does it smell like Ecto Cooler? Like a Hawaiian punch? These are the questions. These are the questions.
Ooh, boo.
Colin, I just love that you left Stinky out of this for so long, and now you're like, I don't know, maybe we let Stinky into
maybe
it.
Let Stinky get in. Let Stinky wet his beak a little.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think because Casper would be better off without them, right?
So they all go to New York to confront Slimer,
right?
Get busted.
Right, so
and
they all
never come back.
And never come back. And
they're
Casper
all in the containment
misses
unit.
Them, but like he's fine. He gets over it.
Well, he turns into a cute boy Casper at some point. And
is
then,
that forever?
I think he disappears after that, right?
Well, wait, boy disappears?
I thought
the Devon Sawa version of
boy
Casper disappears.
Shows up, kisses, dances. I thought he goes back to being a Casper.
Oh, sure. So we can have sequels.
I thought, but maybe I'm just not remembering the end of that. It's been a long
time.
Yeah,
I don't really remember either.
Yeah. It makes more sense for like common ghost lore that he would like evaporate. Like you finished my business.
All I had to do was kiss Christina Ricci.
Yeah,
and now
exactly.
I can go to heaven. Christian heaven. It's real.
That's all you have to do to get into Christian heaven?
Yeah, kiss Christina Ricci. That's
it.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that's gross. That's a gross one.
Yeah.
Ew. Boo.
Ew. Boo.
What y'all got?
Can we talk about MCU Loki for a little bit?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about how with like Loki TV show, they're like, oh, we got to do all this work right at the beginning of the series to be like, oh, remember, this isn't the Loki that we're dealing with.
Yes.
He hasn't gone through whatever. Suggesting that like Loki has been through so much growth and like changed from who he was at the time of Avengers. But like, I don't know, I was thinking about it and like, he's still like a rat bastard all the way through Ragnarok.
Well, did you see the What If episode with Thor?
Yes.
Okay, so that episode posits that all of Loki's problems started with him being adopted. If he had not been adopted, he would be funny. He would be friendly. He'd be a good brother.
He'd be the leader of the Frost Giants.
He'd be the leader, and there would be peace.
Yeah.
He would just have a good time. He'd be silly.
Yeah. Is that an indictment of the adoption process or
know.
Of the man who adopted him?
Yeah.
A man who literally sent his eldest daughter to hell.
Yeah. That's true. After, like, destroying the Nine Realms with her.
I specifically birthed her to destroy the Nine Realms. Right. I was like, this ain't my thing anymore.
Right. Odin's a real son of a bitch. I can buy that he ruined Loki.
Okay. Fair.
So Loki... Sneaky rat bastard.
Yes.
All the way to the end, even like as Thanos snaps his neck, it's not because Loki is like sacrificing himself or anything. He thinks he's going to be able to stab this guy and save the universe, right? Like, and then he dies, right?
Right.
And then the Loki that we get to play with in the MCU going forward is like a different version of Loki and whatever.
Yeah.
But that version of Loki dies.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of a rat bastard, maybe a little bit wiser, but not a changed, reformed Loki, and certainly not one who has been to the end of space and time and now like sees value in preserving that, right? So our Loki dies, goes to whatever ghostly realm, whatever dead realm.
Valhalla.
So you would think that's the expectation, right?
But, like, but my ship, my other half of the ship isn't there, so we go somewhere else.
That's right, Ryan.
Okay. We had to address it, Patrick.
You're right, of course. But in hell or this ghostly realm or whatever it is, he can encounter someone who is just as much a trickster as he is, but way, way grosser. I'm talking about Beetlejuice, baby.
Oh.
Beetlejuice and Loki could just... haunt places, mm-hmm. and like Loki would bring the theatricality. Like Beetlejuice is good at like theatrics, but it's always like localized on him, right? Like he's doing little bits with himself. He's making like a doorway look weird.
Yeah, they're all like kind of practical effects.
They're all they're all very practical. But Loki, king of CG, baby.
Yes. Yep.
So he's gonna stand in the middle of a green room. And make it look like, I don't know, Pompeii, for example. No, but I just think they would do a nice and creative job of like terrorizing people together.
I think there would be a good pair too, because they would be constantly betraying each other.
Yes.
They're both such selfish people naturally.
Yes.
But would never hold it against each other. Like I wouldn't wish almost anyone else on either of them.
Right.
Because you could hurt feelings.
Right.
But neither of them are ever going to have hurt feelings.
Yes, and they're both extremely short-sighted. So it would be like, you never know who's going to betray who when, but it's going to happen. It could be Beetlejuice 3 times in a row. We don't know. There's no way to fucking tell. They like strike me as the kind of couple that would be married 3 times and divorced twice.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
They're not sure which divorce took.
They don't know if they're married. They go back and forth so many times.
Yeah. I think Beetlejuice refers to him as his old lady. They're that kind of couple.
I like this for them.
Yeah. I like it for them too. I think they would also just keep finding ways to like, you know, access magic that like brings one of them back to life. And then the other one like murders them to get back. Like, you know, they stole the opportunity to like get back to life. And it would just be this whole, it would be like a Tom and Jerry thing.
I love this.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, ship it. Ew, boo.
Ew, boo. We've never done this before with a ship topic where we say the name of it.
Doing this and poor Kelly will just be bewildered. She'll go around along with it because she's good at
that. Right,
she's
right.
A yes-ander, but...
Ryan, do you have an ew, boo, ship?
Okay, so mine is a little more like, ooh, boo.
Ooh,
okay.
Love it.
So recently... I started this thing where I'm reading 21 minutes a day for the rest of every day of 2021.
Okay.
Which has made me finish a bunch of books because I wasn't always making time for reading. And I read this book about one, someone might call him the king of the, because he is the king of hell because his name is Hades. And it's a romance novel with Hades and Persephone set in this like weird alternate modern version where the 13 exist, so like the gods exist, and it's not clear what powers they have, but they do, they all, you know, name them, they're all there. Dionysus is there, Zeus is there.
Poseidon.
Hades, Poseidon, he rules the sea.
Right.
But it's also maybe kind of a gangster story, and Persephone gets, she's at a party, and first she's like looking around at all of the pictures, all these statues of the original 13, mm-hmm. but the one with Hades has a sheet over it, and they're like, Hades doesn't exist. He's just a myth. He's a legend.
Then take the picture down. Okay, whatever. Dramatic effect. Whatever.
And so she's like, but I'm just intrigued by Hades. I don't know why. Then that night, her mom promises her, her mom Demeter, promises her to Zeus. And Zeus is like, look, we're engaged. And she's like, Zeus sucks. He murders all his wives. I don't want to become the next Hera.
He goes down and like has sex with like geese or whatever.
Geese and stuff, yeah.
Or I guess no, he assumes the form of a goose.
He assumes the form of a goose and rapes people. Right. He sucks. Zeus sucks. So she, for something, he's like, fuck this. I got to get out to Olympus. So she runs away. She runs across the river Styx. And there's this guy. And he's like very handsome.
Yeah.
And she runs and she hurts her little feet. So he has to carry her everywhere.
For how long? Forever?
For like 2 days. Because her feet hurt, but he's a very caring guy. And he's the king of the underworld. And then he's like, you know what? And she's like, you know what? You should let me stay here because you want to piss Zeus off because he's like your enemy. And I don't want to marry Zeus. So like, let me just like hang out. And he's like, what if we hooked up in front of people? Then Zeus would get really mad. So they do. And then...
what if we like... went shopping at Irawan and dressed up like a dog. Hooked up in front of people? What do you mean hooked up? Like went back to the party or what?
Like, okay, so Hades apparently this whole time, see, Persephone was not part of this scene. She didn't know
that Hades is real. Is she like a lonely outsider in this high society?
A little bit. She's really good at faking it. She's really good at like faking being out. Okay. But like somehow Hades like sees past her defenses. And then Hades throws like sex parties. That's like part of his thing. And so like the people from Olympus come to the sex parties.
And then they fucking put a sheet over his face.
Oh, I know, how the dare, repression.
I so love
rude.
It. Oh.
So he hosts these sex parties. So then at one of the sex parties, they hook up in front of
everybody
so that they can go back and tell Zeus, which of course they do. But they fall in love. I don't know if that was clear. They adopt a bunch of puppies that they name after the, you know, the hellhounds. It's very cute. It's called Neon Gods. It's by Katie Robert. I recommend it.
It sounds great.
Ooh, boo. Obviously, I love this because of the game Hades.
Yes.
And like the Hades Persephone like romance like plays a big part in that.
I mean, the book. Here's the thing: if anyone listening to this reads the book, yeah, it is a kinky book. Mm. So yeah. I'm just putting this, so like, be prepared for sexy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a fun book. Like, it's a good little romance novel. Like, it's good time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those things don't sound mutually exclusive.
No, I'm just like, saying, it's like, very I don't sexual. Want you to think, like, because usually, I feel like I'm usually not the grossest person on this pod.
Sure, sure, sure.
But I'm recommending a pretty kinky
book. Kelly's not here today.
I know, right. Kelly's not here. And Kelly, I think, would really like this book, too. So tell Kelly about it.
We should probably hear the episode when she edits it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Kelly, if you're listening, we love you.
Thank you.
Cut
for
that
editing.
Out though, Kelly.
Oh. No, keep it. Keep it. Keep the sincerity. Persephone and Hades.
Yes.
They're, and I guess this is a little bit of a spoiler for Hades, but for the video game Hades.
Yes.
The main character that you play in that game, Zagreus, is their son.
I love it.
And he, you know, at first he thinks that what he's trying to do is just escape hell, where he gets, you know, he defeated over and over again as he tries and just like raises from the river Styx. But then when he actually gets out and he's, you know, on the, in like normal earth for a little while, he meets his mother and like realizes what's like happened, that like she had a relationship with Hades and like, he's just trying to get back to her to like know his mother.
Aww.
And then you do it enough times. You do it 10 times. You have to escape from hell 10 goddamn times. And then she comes back to Hades with you. It's the best. And then they're just like, they're together. And instead of like Hades being this, like the antagonist, he still like, you know, will fight you at the end of every run.
Because
that's the format of the game.
Right. Well, he doesn't want you to leave Hades.
No, but like, so he kind of... He wants, at that point, he wants you to test the underworld's defenses.
Ooh.
So, like, that's why you're going through it over and over again.
That sounds like my man Hades.
Like,
sounds
Sneakers! Like the best movie ever made.
If you like Sneakers, you'll love the book Neon Gods by Katie Robert.
That sounds good. 21 minutes at a time.
21 minutes a day. I read, and to be honest, I read more than 21 minutes some of those days with that book because I really was digging it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just 21 minutes is enough. That's long enough to get into what you're reading.
Yeah.
But short enough that it feels, you could do that. You can find 21 minutes in a day.
Yeah.
I also feel like that's just past, for me anyway, the window of like when I start to read something and like my mind starts to wander and like, or I start to get like sleepy or something. Mm-hmm. That if I can break through that like 15 or 20 minute barrier, then I'm into it and not like I read a chapter and I'm like, no, I'm done.
Exactly. Let's look at my phone and see what's on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's probably something on TikTok.
There's so many things on TikTok, guys. So many things.
Ew. Ooh.
Wow.
Hey guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.